What we are trying to accomplish is to recover as much money for as we can for as many people as we can for the least possible cost. I mean, my goal would be to see that everyone gets a return of all of the money that they've invested with some type of reasonable return. It may be possible to accomplish that goal.
Well, tell me about some of the people who have been affected by this. Have they had retirement funds affected?
These folks had their money stolen. And for many of these individuals, they lost their entire life savings. Rick Siskey was someone that they trusted, and they gave him literally everything they had to give. So there's been a terrible human toll from people who don't know how they're going to live in the future, who have had to go well over a year now without any access to their life savings, essentially. So you're seeing people that had to go back to work, who had retired, or who have drastically had to change their life plans or their lifestyle because they don't have money available that they had counted on.
How much longer do you see this going on? Do you see any end in sight?
When the bankruptcies were first filed, I think we were all optimistic that perhaps within at least a year we'd be able to make some kind of distribution to the creditors. There have been some bankruptcy claims filed by Stone Street Partners and some of its employees that have really, I think, thrown a wrench in the bankruptcy proceedings and are going to necessarily cause a delay. Stone Street is the entity. Rick Siskey operated under a lot of different names. One of them was Siskey Industries. And after his death, Siskey Industries, which also had other owners other than Rick Siskey, became Stone Street Partners. And they have filed a claim in the bankruptcy court, and my memory serves me correct, for about $25 million. Some of the employees of Stone Street have filed individual claims claiming harm to their business reputation. And so those claims have to be determined before the trustee will be able to make distributions to the other creditors. If they are legitimate creditors, then the amount of their claims has to be factored in, which would determine what percentage each individual could receive of their own investment.
So are you still optimistic that this could be settled soon?
I'm less optimistic than I was 3 months ago, but we're going to keep working and pushing, and hopefully something can be done so these folks will have access to their money sooner rather than later.
Attorney Charles Manette, thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.